Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards center. Mantle chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Mantle. Landis moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss bunts towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lynns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is hit by the pitch. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Howard reaches second base with a double. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan bunts in front of the plate. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lenz moves to third. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Richardson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Pedro Gonzalez pinch runs for Mickey Mantle. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing left field. Tom Tresh now playing center field. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Cam Carrion now catching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lins takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lins moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 3 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maris hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.